morning. Doug Steffen wants to know, inquiring minds want to drop that thought into your head. We do not want to start the day with a blank page. Hello. And it never actually does start with a blank page, does it, Kenny? Ken Kessler is here with us on the Good Day program. Wednesday, it is the 22nd of January. And so, yes, to prove, according to all forecasts, that it is winter, there is snow and ice and cold across the Midwest and up into New England. All right, we've taken care of that. We're done with that. Let's go to where it's always cold. Let's go to Russia. And somebody who's always cold along with his country, Vladimir Putin. I like saying that. Putin. Mr. Putin insists that security, which he knows all about because he used to run the KGB, has been stepped up in Russia. They are ready, willing, able, excited to invite you to come to his country and watch it blow up for next month's Winter Olympics. Being a little sarcastic. By the way, Russia is where they have a permanent polar vortex. It's really their fault. Do you think the Russians went away when Ronald Reagan said, "Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall"? I think he ran away, and what's happened subsequently in Russia, this is no Gorbachev, that's for sure. I know Mr. Gorbachev. I used to serve with Mr. Gorbachev. And Mr. Putin, you're no Gorbachev. Anyway, I didn't really. So, there aren't a lot of athletes who are happy about going to Russia. There are many who say, you know what, maybe we'll sit this one out. Police are handing out flyers to all of the area hotels where the Olympics are supposed to take place. Warning, warning, danger, danger, Black Widows present. The Black Widows are the wives of the insurgents that have been killed by the Russian forces over the past few years. This is an area of Russia that's always been plagued by violence because the Russians don't like the Muslims. This is mostly a Muslim area. It's, again, a pretty strong testament to the vagaries of religion and people who take it too seriously. So, for our part in all of this, what are we going to do? Well, Mr. Putin is happy yet about the military. Our military having a couple of warships, transport aircraft standing by in international waters to evacuate Americans in case there are bombs. What a crazy world we live in, isn't it? What a crazy, crazy world. There's a video that surfaced, the latest on the jihad website, which tells Mr. Putin, quote, "If you will hold the Olympics, you'll get a present from us for the Muslim blood that has been spilled in Russia." All right, so that's pretty much the story. Am I leaving anything out, Kenny? That pretty much the gist of it all?
Yeah, I think that's about it.
That's pretty much enough.
Yeah.
I'm wondering what people
it's freezing cold, right? And you don't want to go there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You'd be better off freezing your whatever's off. Maybe we should have our own Olympics. Maybe we should have our own Olympics. What do you think? Good idea? Have the Olympics here instead of there. Why did they decide to have them there anyway? Who did that? Who made that decision? Long time ago. It takes them, what, 4 or 5 years to get ready for the Olympics anyway. So over that time period, they've been killing Chechens and localites, preparing for the... This is a good way for them to have prepared for the arrival of all the athletes. Shoot everybody you don't like between the time you announce that the Olympics are going to be held there and now. That's good. Made everybody very comfortable. Everybody's happy. Woohoo! 888-302-3684. Your opinions on whether or not we ought to send our athletes to the Russian Olympics. What should the... I haven't read too much about the International Olympic Committee. About the Americans are having a lot to say, as you might imagine. And speaking of Americans who have a lot to say, this hour of the program is devoted, at least in part, to getting opinions from other folks other than me and Kenny in terms of trying to get you to form an opinion based on lots of input. So here's radio host Ron St. Pierre talking to military analyst General Reggie Santralciccio. That's good. It's close enough. Who is concerned over security. Really? General, you're concerned? Let's listen to this.
Russia hunts as many as four black widows as the Olympic Games are right around the corner. Boy, we really have to take this one seriously, don't we?
We certainly do, and this, to some extent, is a challenge that we can't really be totally confident about because we're not in charge, actually. You know, the Russian security forces are, and we're there as a contingency to protect American lives.
The U.S. State Department, this is how serious this is, has actually warned Americans planning to attend the games to be vigilant because of the potential terrorist threats. And they became rather specific over the weekend, too, with that video.
They did. And when you're looking about the time frame that they were given, obviously from the time the Olympics were announced a while ago, obviously, they gave quite a bit of time to those would-be terrorists to be able to pre-position themselves in the area. And right to this day, they're really not known as to whether they're there or not. And the United States is in a secondary position to be able to, unfortunately, not receive the kind of intelligence information that we should be receiving. And all we are there is to make sure that we can, in fact, be there as a contingency to evacuate Americans should that need arise.
That will be very, very difficult. These terrorists, they're motivated, they're determined, and they're capable.
They are. And, you know, one of the things that's not being talked about, unfortunately, is that we have positioned, I believe, two ships in the Black Sea.
Yep.
And several other aircraft in the area to be able to extract Americans. The problem, Ron, is that there's such a margin between the Olympic site and any evacuation route, which is apparently not going to be that easy to be able to get anybody out because you can't get in. And unless you have total cooperation between Russian authorities, and let's just look at it as a possible contingency where any evacuation attempt would be under attack by the insurgents. Well, you know, once again, you're limited as to what you can do, and you'd have to be totally reliant upon the American, Russian military forces to give you that kind of protection without bringing any armed forces of the United States in the area. So that's a huge, huge challenge that we would certainly be in a passive mode to be able to execute.
Compounding the issue here is some U.S. politicians are complaining that the Russians weren't telling U.S. intelligence enough about threats from militant groups operating in the region. They're not being cooperative.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know, on the other hand, I have heard, too, that some of the Russian counteraction to that is that, you know, we gave you information to give you some kind of an insight into what was going on with the Boston Marathon, and you didn't act on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't agree with that, but nevertheless, that's some of the justification I would think that the Russian authorities are using, and they don't want to compromise what they perceive to be their own security plan by allowing other countries to have any knowledge of what they're doing.
In other bombing news, this is the anniversary of the Unabomber being caught. The prosecutor said Theodore Kaczynski's career is over. Wow, that's big-time stuff. Actually, it was then. I remember that quite well, frankly. This date, 1998. However, on this date in 2014, there are people... Well, I was surprised to hear that guy was from New England. Weren't you, Kenny, listening to his voice? Mr. General Reggie Santracchio. All right, anyway... what did he have to say? Nothing that we didn't already know, but it's interesting to frame it in the way it was framed. So what say you? What think you? What do we have on Facebook.com/Good Day and Twitter at Good Day Show regarding the leaders, Mr. Putin and Mr. Obama, talking to each other about this? What do we have? Anything that concerns the United States going to Russia for the Olympics?
Paul says, how in the world can the Olympics go on in 2 weeks with all of this crap going on now?
Good question.
Jamie says, I'm concerned that Sochi is going to be another Munich.
With the Israelis. Isn't that where the Israelis got killed?
Yeah.
In what, 1972 or 4, somewhere in there? I remember
that.
Yeah,
it was the early 70s.
Yeah.
And Mark says, terror threats always happen before the Olympics. Doesn't mean they'll even come close to the place.
You know, that's something I had thought yesterday, that we hear these. This has become part of the wraparound for these events. There always are through a threat when the event was held in New York, every place. There's always some cucamonga who's going to say, I'm going to blow it up, because that's the way the world is today. Somebody's always ticked off, and they can get a hold of bombs, and let's blow up stuff. So maybe there's nothing to this. Do we need to take precautions? How much do you think it's cost our government so far to move those ships around? Or is it just, they're there anyway, might as well do something with them. Maybe. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com, S-T-E-P-H-A-N, or to Ken at DougStephan.com. We're trying to cover all the bases with the phone, email, social media. You got it. 17 after on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Stephan here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
I want my company's network to be safer and more reliable.
Do you want to deal with multiple vendors?
No.
Are per-user fees and added feature costs okay?
No.
How about solutions that are hard to install and use?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Networks offers the largest family of powerful, affordable security, networking, and storage solutions designed to protect business users, apps, and data, all from a single source that's easy to do business with. Protect your business. Visit barracuda.com/products to try any free for 30 days.
888-302-3684 on the Good Day program, trying to keep you up to date with the facts about some of these stories and a lot of opinion as well that you hear as we twist and turn our way around into this. So when we continue a little bit more time on the situation that exists with the Black Widows, then other things are going around the world, around the country. We're going to get to lots of them here in this hour. Good Day.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Editorial decision. We've had enough of scaring people about the Winter Olympics in Russia. Let's crank it up for a moment. Musical interlude, which will have a point. I will make that point after a bit of The Boss here on Good Day. Michael Frank. Don't like this song. I think it's too commercial. For me, I love commercial pop music. This is one of the great Bruce songs from my perspective. Everybody's got a hungry heart, and it's worth a couple more minutes of our time, or maybe two more seconds, Michael. So why would we be playing a Bruce Springsteen song? Well, as clever as we are here on the Good Day program, you may have figured out it has something to do with New Jersey. Springsteen is from New Jersey, and in New Jersey yesterday, according to our reports, let's see if I can get my news voice. My news voice sound okay today, Kenny? And according reports from New Jersey yesterday, Governor Chris Christie was sworn in for a second term amid all the scandals that have been threatening to ruin his political reputation. Christie took the oath of office in Trenton, which is kind of a, when you get right down to it, how many people are listening? We have listeners in Trenton now, right? So I probably shouldn't take a shot at it. All right, so let's get the story behind the story. Here's Taco's Vinny Penn. It's not really his real name. His real name is Vinny Penny. Talk to political analyst Stephen Cruiser about the latest on Governor Christie.
Do you think that the email will surface that pins it on Christie's chest, that there was a knowledge? I think this kind of stuff can happen. The people working for the person in power feel a power all their own and can make this. And this is Jersey. I keep making this joke. I mean, this is Jersey. It's the capital of the United States as far as I don't want to know anything about it. Make it happen, but, you know, plausible deniability. I don't want to know anything about it.
You know, I was thinking about that. I was thinking that if there was one more smoking gun email that pinned it to him, that as eager as they were to get this out when it finally hit last week, I think that that email would have surfaced too. I don't know anybody's doing a stealth job where they're releasing all but one to make him go out there and say, I didn't know anything about it, and then pin it on him. And he seems a little too savvy to me to go out and say, no, I didn't know anything about this, if he knows that there's evidence out there that could surface still.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not the hugest Christie fan, but I think if he knew that there were evidence that could pin it on him, he wouldn't have done the full press conference saying, no, I didn't know about it, I fired him.
Yeah. You know, I'm not the hugest Christie fan either. His bluster, I got old with me really quickly. I do happen to think, though, as 2016 rolls around, whoever goes up against Hillary Clinton has got to be someone who's going to be able to bark, and Christie can bark.
You mean whoever goes up against Elizabeth Warren?
I had made the comment. I may regret it now. I may be wrong. I said, here it comes. Once they started looking at Chris, there was blood in the water, thanks to this whole bridge scandal. So the left, I said, okay, now they're going to come at him. Hey, where's that money for the Sandy relief effort? I figure, oh, there's going to be a story a day, every day, for the next couple of weeks on Christie. They're going to find every skeleton, a ticked-off ex-girlfriend from high school. But maybe I was wrong. Do you think, though, just give it time. A couple of days, there'll be another story. Do you think I might be onto something there?
I think that they've accidentally tipped their hand a little early. Tammy Bruce, another PJ Media friend of ours on the broadcast side, she was saying the other day that she thinks that the Democrats wanted to hold this until the primaries in a couple of years, but somebody accidentally let it out because it's early enough for him to recover from this kind of thing now.
Yeah. All right. So let's have some more fun with some other interesting things, like a governor, former governor, gets indicted. We'll talk about that in a few minutes here on Good Day.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9, 800-811-3790, PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable 10 More Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all 10 More Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. 10 More savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15% off.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window
and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program every day at this time. We're here to discuss what you need to know about things that are happening, what's happening around the world, around the country more specifically, because there isn't much time I spend, unless it's going to definitely and directly affect you, talking about things that are happening in other parts of the world. Let other folks help themselves to that information. 888-302-3684, along with my colleague Ken Kessler and Michael Fortier. We're here producing as much noise as we can. The noise is hopefully significant and helpful. Don't forget to visit the Facebook page at DougSteffen.com, or not, Doug, hello, Doug, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, to list every day what you are grateful for today. And let's kind of zero in on the focus here. Everybody knows that you're grateful for the air that you breathe, your home, your health, your family, all of that stuff, the food you eat. It's nice to give thanks for that sort of thing. But there are other things. Maybe I was thinking that I'd be thankful today, Richie, Kenny, for some of the books that I've been reading lately that are very, very helpful in a number of different ways. So that, I think, is today's contribution for me. I'm thankful for the books that I've been exposed to and have been reading. How about you? You can post it on our Facebook page, or maybe it would be nice if you post it on your Facebook page and then share it with us, and we'll share it with you, and we'll share it with everybody. Lots of sharing going on, a whole lot of sharing going on. 888-302-3684. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell and his wife Maureen apparently liked living it up. They have been indicted on federal corruption charges for allegedly illegally accepting dozens of expensive gifts and donations from wealthy friends. The indictment alleges that the McDonald's used the governor's position to try to help one Johnny Williams, who's the CEO of a dietary supplement company called Star Scientific. In exchange for all the gifts they got and the donations, they tried to help him in any number of ways, but they say they did nothing wrong. Many of the indictments, this is pretty shocking, actually. The focus on the activities of the First Lady, Mrs. McDonnell. Mr. Williams took her on a $20,000 shopping spree. How about that? And somehow there was a Ferrari involved in it. Where's the... Is that John Denver song, Take Me Home, Country Roads? That may be kind of appropriate for a little gossip about that. Speaking of that area, Virginia yesterday got blasted, as did Washington, D.C., as did the Delmarva, as did New York City by the time the day was out. And today, Boston could see about 8 inches of snow, wind gusts 40 miles an hour. Winter storm warnings for all of these areas, actually, as the storm finishes off in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Connecticut, Virginia, West Virginia, Kentucky. Not much of a problem in northern Maine, but for those of you who are planning on going east today, maybe you check with the airline or whatever sources there are, 3,100 flights canceled yesterday out of about the normal routine, I think, in this country is 5,400 flights a day. That number sticks in my mind for some reason or another. Anyway, 4,800 flights delayed today for, you know, up on the board. In other words, pretty much any East Coast travel that you're doing that's north of the Mason-Dixon line either won't happen or it will take you forever to get there. Why don't you just cool your jets unless you have to move and wait till tomorrow? I'm going back east on Friday. Finally, it'll be over by then. But in the meantime, airports, every airport from Washington's, how many airports are there in Washington? Two, Reagan and Dulles. And then you move up the coast to Philadelphia. You move into New York City, the three airports there. Newark, forget it. Forget it. And into Boston, forget it. Hartford, forget it. All right, so you got the picture. That is the picture. 888-302-3684. Okay. There have been a lot of people talking on talk radio programs this week, making some hay, focused on last week's $1.1 trillion spending bill that was voted on in Congress. There were a few naysayers. I don't think as much time was spent on that as might have been the case, Kenny. So let's spend a little more time on it by digging into the mind of Congressman Randy Neugebauer, who's a Texas Republican. He talks to a couple of hosts from Texas about why he voted against the big spending bill last week.
We got this $1.1 trillion appropriations bill. It's referred to as the omnibus spending. Give us the parameters and the way you see it.
Yeah, well, you know, it's the part of how we spend the American taxpayers' money that we actually, you know, get to really vote on. And so this is basically we, instead of doing the individual appropriation bills, which is my preference, basically we took them all together, lumped them all into one bill, you know, and put it on the floor last week. And, you know, I couldn't support that because we don't do our best work when we do things lump sum like that. The appropriation process is designed to divide those bills into smaller chunks so that we can do a better job of perusing how we're spending Americans' taxpayers' money. But you have to understand that this is about a third of the money that we're going to actually spend. The actual amount of government expenditures probably for this year will be in the $3.7, $3.8 trillion. So these are just the programs that Congress basically has much of a say-so on. The rest of those programs are on autopilot.
Wow.
What things do you like and things that you don't like about this bill?
Well, the things I don't like were the fact that we lumped them all together. The other thing is we increased spending, and so we actually, with this bill, increased the deficit. So we increased discretionary spending over last year. And, you know, what we've been working on is trying to cut spending, and in this bill, we actually increased spending.
So $3.3 trillion? That's twice what the budget expense was during the Clinton administration. You realize that, right? So in the years since Clinton, how many years has it been since Clinton? He was out of office in the year 2000. So from 2000 to 2016, the amount of money the federal government is spending has doubled. How does that make you feel? 888-302-3684. So Congress only has control over one-third of that for which your tax dollars are used. And there are many people who are smirking today, thinking about why, or asking the question probably more to the point why Congress can't find the willpower to raise taxes on the rich, especially since yesterday's story, many of you may have heard this, there are the 85 richest people in the world, 85, count them, less than 100, 85, the 85 richest people have the same amount of wealth as do half the population of the planet. The poorest half, but 3.5, almost, there's almost 7 billion people live on the planet, so a little less than 3.5 billion, have the same equivalency in terms of the value of whatever they own as the 85 richest people that live on Earth. So, you can imagine the anti-tax people, the people who don't want to have us spend more money or want to gather more money, say, we pay enough in taxes, and they use this as an example. Billions and billions of dollars, trillions of dollars being spent. So, should we be taxing the rich more or perhaps spending a little bit less? 888. I mean, think about it for a second. Well, the people that like to rob from the rich to give to the poor are always telling you that the government is chipping away at our retirement and cutting social safety nets. Billions cut from vital programs like food stamps. Yeah, we got the information on that yesterday. What did we come up with in terms of numbers, Kenny, yesterday, the food stamp story? Seems to me we had, it was the about a third of the people in the country. I forget what the actual number was. And whatever it was, it was outrageous.
I don't remember what the number was.
Unemployment insurance, think of the people. All the liberals, and I don't like to use the term because I think it's misused, frankly. But at any rate, let's say the left of center folks who want to increase the amount of money we spend on Social Security, yada, yada, yada. Are there corporate tax loopholes that make people, for example, who work on Wall Street, not pay what they ought to pay? And who decides what's fair, what that number is? People who don't have anything that are looking at these folks and, we should get away from, we get as much money as we can from them. That's the Obama strategy for sure. 888-302-3684. Cutting programs that people rely on may be considered inhumane and unjust. The fact that we can't agree, however, on the food stamp program and the unemployment insurance and other things that are part of what we normally have to consider, the cost of living raises for people getting Social Security, all of that, that may be the one that's weakest in there in terms of arguing about cutting it or not. But food stamps is an outrageous ripoff for the American taxpayer in the main. Unemployment insurance is a tremendous ripoff for the American taxpayer as well. So you can say what you want about taxing the rich or talking about giant corporations and their subsidies, which, by the way, taxing the rich doesn't really fix the problem. It really doesn't. But there are some people who make a good argument about eliminating subsidies for the giant ag businesses, for example. Why should ConAgra and Cargill and some of these other big agribusinesses, I know the farming business because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I know about the abuses. I see the programs, and the family farmer gets screwed every day of the week while these big corporations that don't deserve or they need these subsidies get them because they've taken care of the congressmen that make the decisions and do the voting on what sort of subsidies will be in the farm bill. Right? Wrong. I'm saying the idea of doing this is just plain wrong. All right, so I've gotten on my high horse. Time for me to get off for a moment. 15 before the hour, and good day.
Do you ever wonder why the sky is blue and not hot pink or green or something? You used to. Then scientists figured it out and explained it has something to do with molecules. Now you don't have to wonder about the sky anymore. And you don't need to wonder about your taxes either. Because TurboTax explains things before you even get a chance to wonder. Like, why did my refund just... Your refund just went up because you donated a couch last year. Oh. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com. Are you a man or a woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus to the rescue. It's a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widen the arteries and improve their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure. More blood to your heart, to your head, and all the areas of your body that need to be fed. That's everywhere. Heart Factors Plus works brilliantly for men and women all over the country who are worried about their blood pressure as they get older. Call right now to try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. 800-577-8560. That's the number for Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560. 90-day money-back guarantee. Get the blood all around your body. 800-577-8560. Boosting nitric oxide levels greatly benefits your blood pressure, keeps your arteries clean and strong. You'll love it. It's Heart Factors Plus for your blood pressure. 800-577-8560.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if you activate the service. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer, digitally equipped, pre-owned, and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, how good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer is going to be Boston Adams. It was Boston.
How do you know the used car you're getting is good? One you can really trust? Well, start with KBB.com's most trusted car brand, backed by an extensive limited warranty, and you've got yourself a certified pre-owned Honda. So get going while the getting is good. Find the one that's right for you at HondaCertified.com. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details. Based on 2013 Brand Image Awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for information.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, limited for the hour on Good Day. We were in Texas a moment or two ago, it seemed like only a moment or two ago, listening to Randy Neugerberger talking about the cuts in the budget and how much money they're spending, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, while we're there, you'll be happy to know that a Texas prosecutor appeared in court yesterday to face charges. She allegedly brandished a pistol, pointed it at a man during a road rage incident last Friday. Her name is Susan Scassia. She was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to the Texas police, she became angry after a vehicle cut her off as she was driving along a suburban Houston highway. She then followed the car into a local credit union parking lot and pulled up alongside of the car. Police say the driver of the car that cut her off, John Leeser, told him that Ms. Satya appeared enraged and pointed a silver pistol at the man while screaming obscenities as he exited his vehicle. His wife was in the car at the time. Can you imagine? I'm scared. I honestly thought she was going to shoot me. He told the television news crew that, strangely enough, showed up about 4 minutes after this thing took place. Wow. Sounds like things are hot in Texas, right? Am I being facetious? Yeah, a little bit. These things happen all the time. Why this got the kind of coverage remains to be seen, however. All right, let's move on. The NRA in the focus. Speaking of guns, up next here on Good Day.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message.
Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze-Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Now 53 after the hour. Here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program, I was just talking about this. She's a federal prosecutor. If you didn't hear the story, a woman who was a federal prosecutor in Houston was arrested and charged with harassing someone. She brandished a pistol, chased him around after he cut her off, and he got scared. Wow. Okay, so now I say wow in quotation marks because it would seem to me there'd be a few more interesting stories floating around. But I looked at that and I thought, okay, there's a lesson here. And let's see if we can follow the dots, all right, to a focus on the NRA movie that is going to be produced by Harvey Weinstein, who is, what is that? That's the Weinstein Company, and Meryl Streep. So now that the word is out, certain talk radio people are going to be discussing this, you can be sure, and much of it's not going to be very positive, because there are a lot of people who think these people from Los Angeles, these people from Hollywood, man, they don't get what the NRA is all about. So here are hosts Monica Jay and Ross Mitchell talking about the idea for this movie, which basically takes on the NRA.
He's going to be the champion. He's right. Going to be the dragon slayer.
The hypocrite supreme.
Wow. Harvey Weinstein.
NRA movie that you've perhaps heard about, starring Meryl Streep, is in the works by progressive Hollywood producer Harvey Weinstein, who says the drama will make the National Rifle Association, and I quote, wish they weren't alive. Talking to Howard Stern, he says, I shouldn't say this, but I'll tell to you, Howard, I'm going to make a movie with Meryl Streep, and we're going to take this head on, and they're going to wish they weren't alive after I'm done with them. According to the Washington Times report, Weinstein, co-founder of Miramax Films and a major contributor to President Barack Obama. Imagine that.
Major, yeah.
Told Howard the film will be a big movie like Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. 1939 classic starring James Stewart and Gene Arthur, in which a political novice takes on a political corruption in Washington. According to Weinstein, the purpose of the movie will be to scare people away from firearms. With moviegoers leaving the cinema thinking, gun stocks, I don't want to be involved in that stuff. It's going to be like crash and burn. Weinstein claims he's never owned a gun. Never wants to have one.
Bet he has armed bodyguards.
Yeah, I don't think we need guns in this country. And I hate it. And I think the NRA is a disaster area. So Howard asked Harvey what would he use to defend his family if he were living during the Holocaust, considering that the, both of them are Jewish. Weinstein said there was justification for using a gun when you're marching a half of a million people into Auschwitz. So it all depends on who you are and what the threat is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nazi Germany largely confiscated the citizen's gun through a government gun registry in the run-up to World War II, which is kind of what's going on here.
Makes you wonder.
Administration had its rights, leaving Jewish Germans and other minorities without the ability to defend themselves when the Holocaust began. In a column penned by Mediate.com's Joe Concha, titled Harvey's Hypocrisy, the conservative columnist points out that gun violence is prevalent throughout many of Weinstein's highest-grossing films at the box office. Pulp Fiction, Reservoir Dogs, Django Unchained, Kill Bill, Rambo, just a few of the films that Harvey has financed over the years.
And that has made him a millionaire to put mm-hmm. those dollars into
whatever kind of guns he wants.
Well, there's a lot of original thinking in that report, huh, Kenny?
Yeah.
Just every once in a while, we have to have a big-voiced announcer like Ross Mitchell. Hello, I'm the big voice, and therefore you should listen to me. Not that I disagree with the points, some of them that they made. The hypocrisy is so replete, whether it's Washington or whether it's here in Hollywood. It doesn't make any difference. There's hypocrisy everywhere. It's just so interesting to listen to the power of the pet. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't anything in there that was challenging. It was all the same old stuff. Take a shot at Harvey Weinstein because he's liberal or he's from the... It's both sides of these arguments become so pat. And maybe it's what people... Some people want to listen to it because it makes them feel like, yeah, somebody we can take on. Excuse me. These people are Americans. People that are running the NRA are Americans. We can have our disagreements, and there was nothing in there that was really threatening or horrible. It's just that it's the same old stuff. And it's at a time when our country is really at a crossroads. And it would seem to me, and this is just me, that even though this is great sport and people have a lot of fun with it, because, again, there's a comfort zone to hearing these people say what how many other dozens of people have said on the radio and in other places. Yeah, the NRA is not good. And so it becomes silly. All right, that's all that I'm... The only point I was trying to make there is that it sounds silly to me. Has the rest of this hour been silly? No, it's been perfect. The information that you have, courtesy of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, man, that should be what you write down. I'm thankful for the Doug Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I at 59 after the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.